You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Breaking news, federal officers and protesters clashing just minutes ago. This is outside the ICE facility in South Portland. Officials there have declared an unlawful assembly. You can see this is a live look at the area we're talking about, just outside the ICE headquarters. You can see several people starting to line back on the streets. They kind of have been coming in and out of the frame periodically, but there are dozens of people down in this location.
January the 21st, 2021. Yesterday, on Biden's inauguration, during his speech, and again later, he emphasized, we're going to bring unity. We will have unity. You just heard a report from Portland KETU-TV about rioting last night in Portland. It also happened in Seattle. 150-plus in Portland. No update on the numbers out of Seattle. Arrests were made, but many, in addition to attacking federal buildings like ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also vandalizing other buildings that would include shops, personal property of folks that they had. And these rioters, under the guise of Antifa, were carrying pepper ball guns, electronic control weapons similar to stun guns, shields, fireworks, rocks, and the federal law enforcement trying to protect the building had to use crowd control munitions. Did you think that once we had Biden in the White House, the nation would be calm again and all of this anger and angst would go away? Surely you didn't. Surely. I'm not calling you Shirley. I said surely. But keep in mind, I did tell you previously, numerous times, it won't change a damn thing. Because whatever they're given, they're going to want more and more. And in fact, among those rioting last night, they were carrying signs, we don't want Biden. We want revenge. And you know, to this date, of this hour, I have not seen anything from the White House or Biden condemning what took place in Portland, Seattle. Now, if it had been a MAGA group formerly associated with Trump or anything of that nature, do you think it might have been mentioned? Oh, hell yes, it would have been. We are now in a new environment all the way around. Biden's preaching unity, but members of the left are also saying, we want more, and not just those in the streets, but members of Congress, we want more. And Biden yesterday quickly signing 11 to 12, 13 different executive orders. One of them, the amnesty plan. It talks a lot about families, protecting families and helping them and making communities safe. But it's all based upon immigrant families, not current existing U.S. citizens. And Chairman Bernie Sanders is already saying, we're going to have to do more to impose a Green New Deal, higher taxes and Medicare for all. We are going to push forward. Members of the Progressive Squad already saying we need Medicare for all. That was tweeted out just hours after Biden's inauguration yesterday. You give them an inch, they want 1,000 miles. We're quickly going to see that Biden and the support he has to be tested. And when it comes to the news coverage, what we're going to get from the White House, oh, they're just absolutely fawning over the new press secretary, who was at one time a CNN pundit. She did leave CNN, become a senior advisor at the Biden-Harris transition team, and now press secretary Jen Psaki, P-S-A-K-I. I'm told the P is silent. And they were giving her softball questions. I mean, has the president said anything about the interior of Air Force One, what color he wants, how he wants it decorated? They're going to give him a honeymoon. And in fact, they're probably just going to parrot whatever he tells them without question. Two guests coming up over the next 2 hours. John LaBoutière, former U.S. Congressman from New York. You'll want to hear his take on where we go from here with Biden. And also Lee Edwards with the Heritage Foundation, a leading historian of American conservatism, author, editor at 25 books. Question, he poses it as how Republicans are going to survive a challenge in a post-Trump world. I ask, how are conservatives supposed to survive, period? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, price $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We have seen tear gas deployed and several streets have been shut down. Portland police say there has been vandalism in the area and they've seen people carrying weapons. Good evening. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday, everybody. I'm Steve Dunn.
And I'm Deborah Knapp. We want to get right to K2's Catherine Kissel, who's out there live right now. Catherine, what's the latest?
Just about 10 minutes ago, we saw a very heavily deployed tear gas from federal officials that lasted for about a minute. And you saw a lot of people disperse. People had to wash out their eyes. And so that was the last exchange that we saw just about a few minutes ago. Also, federal officials said that these protesters had weapons. They said that they had pepper ball guns. They had tasers.
Well, again, that's another report from Portland last night, K-A-U-T, K-A-T-U-TV, of the rioting that took place in Portland after Joe Biden in his inauguration called for unity. And the same thing happened in Seattle. And even in Denver, protesters burning an American flag and others carrying and chanting anti-Trump signs plus anti-Biden signs. The Portland police say several events planned in the city just hours after Biden was sworn in, imploring the nation to come together. And it began as a demonstration against Biden and law enforcement, and then it escalated to violence. There have been arrests. No serious injuries reported. News crews were attacked as well. And all of that was taking place in Portland. And a similar story out of Seattle.
ICE anti-Biden, anti-police demonstration quickly turning violent as dozens of anarchists dressed in black bloc marched through downtown Seattle just hours after Joe Biden was sworn into office as the 46th president of the United States.
KMOS Joel Marino has been following the rioters on the ground for several hours. He starts our live team coverage tonight. Joel?
Mary and Preston, we made sure we kept our distance because this group was so volatile and unpredictable. I mean, just look at how they smashed up this federal courthouse.
Vandals spent extra time at this building where Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has one of its offices. On the street out front, they burned a flag and littered the roadway with newspaper racks, rental bicycles, and construction barricades to disrupt traffic as people headed through downtown Seattle during the evening commute.
That is our new nation under Biden. Same as it was under Trump. And, of course, Trump was blamed for all the violence in the streets then. Two things. One, again, as I said in the monologue, I don't see the White House, even on behalf of Joe Biden or Joe Biden himself, responding to that violence last night, attacking a federal facility and federal officers and city police and city property and private property. I don't see anything from Biden or the White House. I don't know if they've held their daily news conference they're going to have. I don't know if it's happened yet. I've been kind of watching to see if anything comes down. But so far, nothing. Do they have to wait for a news conference for them to come out? Of course not. And in fact, if the situation were that way with Trump on his first day, and there were such demonstrations, do you not think they would be in Trump's face immediately saying, you're to blame for this, what are you going to do about it, and demand answers? That's not the way this game is going to be played with this media. And I said that was one of two things. No response from the White House, no condemnation, or the president. I don't see, on my second point, any members on the left, Democrat members, senators, congressmen, calling out what happened. I don't even see it from those representing Seattle and Portland. They are working under the assumption that if we don't talk about it, it doesn't exist. Well, it did exist for those having to battle these rioters last night. And for the Portland and Seattle residents who say this is destroying our community, you got to put a stop to it. Before the inauguration of Biden, the Portland mayor, of course, Wheeler, who's been under attack also from the left, the far left, had said he wanted his officers, he said, you got to defend yourselves and you got to start, I'm going to give you permission to go ahead and start rounding people up. We cannot have this anarchy. They suddenly are all concerned about anarchy. Prior to that, the attitude is, well, just people will do what they do, to quote Nancy Pelosi, or the Seattle mayor at the time, that, well, we're just going to let them take over a part of the city. No big deal. We'll kind of make it a summer of love. Remember her describing that this last summer? How many cases of COVID do you think got spread during that time? Yeah, there's another rabbit hole to go down, isn't it? But right now, we are in the beginning of this honeymoon from Biden, and the mainstream media, soon to be the SCM media, state-controlled media, is playing along. No tough questions, no hard-pressing, praising this new PR person for the White House who has been a CNN pundit. In fact, CNN has numerous numbers of its past alumni now serving in different positions of the White House. I'm going to spend more time on that in the second hour. But suffice it to say now, they have infiltrated the White House. The swamp, you can forget about the swamp. This is a snake pit going forward here. But again, Biden yesterday talking about how he can bring everybody together and why it is so important.
Unity requires us to come together in common love that defines us as Americans. Opportunity, liberty, dignity, and respect. And to unite against common foes, hate, violence, disease, and hopelessness.
And terrorism, would that include terrorism? Just a few hours after taking office, Biden restarted immigration to the U.S. from countries known by the State Department to harbor and export terrorism. He signed an executive order revoking President Trump's constitutional travel ban, which went into effect 2017, that barred nearly all immigration from Iran, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Venezuela, North Korea, Nigeria, Myanmar, Eritrea, Sudan, Tanzania, and Kyrgyzstan. And they're claiming all of that, of course, is a ban on Muslims. I'll be very honest with you. I don't think there are really any Muslims in North Korea. I don't think. And if they are, they're probably not making themselves known. Venezuela? Yeah, they might be. But there are also numerous other countries across the Middle East that have Muslims, and we have not banned immigration from those countries. Why were these countries picked? These countries were picked because the president decided, based upon the State Department, we're seeing terrorists come out of these very countries. We cannot allow them to come into the U.S. And it later got upheld by a 5-4 U.S. Supreme Court decision. We are told going into challenging the election, and the election's over. I'm not trying to go down that road again. But didn't they say, hey, it got defeated in the courts. It's over. You got an answer. Go away. Well, by a 5-4 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled Trump's order was constitutional. It was constitutional. They either shared critical national security data or harbor or sponsor terrorism. And in fact, the State Department specifically designated North Korea, Iran, Sudan, Syria as state sponsors of terrorism. Not saying Muslims, but those states. And do we need to be repeating again? I guess so, just in case some still have the wrong idea. One, Trump was never against immigration. We bring in immigrants every year. He was against illegal immigration. He was against immigration from these particular countries because, not because of Muslim, but because they have been documented to be safe places and training places for terrorists. And we state again, not all Muslims are jihadists who want to destroy Israel, the U.S., and anyone else, but all jihadists are Muslim. Well, of course, as soon as Biden signed off on that, again, allowing foreign nationals from those 13 countries to start coming into the U.S. and instructing the State Department issue visas to nationals from those countries, the business lobby, the Islamic lobby, praising Biden's ending of the travel ban. And CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, writing, we commend President Biden for immediately moving to repeal the Muslim and African bans, which is an important first step toward undoing the anti-Muslim and anti-immigration policies of the previous administration. They are again going to sound that over and over again. They think if we say it enough, then everybody will know that he's xenophobic and he's picking on Muslims. Biden also signed an order to return to the Obama Interior Immigration Enforcement that was ended for 4 years under Trump. That means that millions of illegal aliens who are not considered a priority for deportation will be increasingly likely not to be deported by ICE. And we've got members of the squad already saying, don't forget, we also want to get rid of ICE. Here's a remark from Congresswoman Tlaib. Congresswoman Tlaib shortly after Biden took the oath of office, the Democrat from Michigan, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, sent congratulations, but also a little postscript. Are you listening, Joe Biden?
And congratulations to President Biden and Vice President Harris and to the American people. You carry with you the hopes and dreams of millions of Americans to create a more just and humane America. You have a tremendous opportunity to get the pandemic under control and create an economy that works for all of us. You have a tremendous opportunity to address the climate crisis and protect our planet for future generations. And you have an opportunity to set an example by standing for justice and the world. I can't wait to build that more perfect union with you.
And what is it with the leftists on that up at the end? A more perfect world? I can't wait to stand with you. I mean, I know that's just bothering me in particular. Probably not just me, but I don't know what it, I guess it makes them sound more intelligent. I don't know. But she still wants more. And other members of the progressive squad have already signaled after he took his oath of office, Medicare for all. We want it for everyone. And already Democrat lawmakers who said they would rush forward with relief for Americans, that $1.9 trillion relief measure, there's a report Democrats do not expect to get that bill in front of Joe Biden until early March because there's too much dissension inside the Democrat Party. Surprise, surprise. And yet the rioting continues. More on that when we continue.
Larry Connors USA.
Again, more of the violence out of Portland. It sounded like it was being interrupted several times because the station that put it together in Portland had to go through and clean up a lot of the language because the rioters don't say, please, may I, and thank you. They do say, F you, and a few other things like that, so they were trying to clean them up, and so it sounded broken up. But it was, again, you could hear explosive devices going off. In some cases, it was police firing tear gas canisters. In some cases, it's fireworks the rioters were throwing at them. I thought everything was going to be different. Biden's in the White House. Trump is gone. It's not going to be any different because anarchists will never be appeased by whatever you offer. And then yesterday, 25,000 National Guard troops in D.C., additional police, state, city, local, federal, all around. I have not seen a single report of any violence. Not one. Not even one. But they would have you believe we had to do all this because those MAGA people, those Trump people, they'll come here, they'll cause rioting and so forth. Again, it was all part of their message. Now, I have no problem with them beefing things up after the Capitol Hill. I have no problem. But I have yet to see the mainstream media say, you know what? There was no violence. They just look away. And they're ignoring pretty much what's happening in Portland, Seattle, Denver, other places that involve not Trump supporters, not the Proud Boys, not the Klan, but Antifa, and in some cases BLM mixed in, or at least they claim to be. And, of course, yesterday they were also worried about bombs placed around the event, the inauguration. Remember that on that day that the so-called Patriots stormed into the U.S. Capitol, federal authorities found at least two suspected pipe bombs. I should clarify that. They were pipe bombs. One at the Republican National Committee offices, another at the Democrat National Committee offices. So they're still looking for that person. $75,000 reward for just that one. They were about a foot long, end caps, wiring, attached to a timer. They were the real thing. Now, in Portland last night, as they were doing some of their rioting, as they went past the offices where ICE was headquartered, they began to break windows and tag it with sayings and graffiti and throw things in and break. I mean, this leads to what they really want. No law enforcement. No law enforcement. And yet, again, for the Democrats who are so anti a border wall, boy, they wanted additional fencing put up around the event yesterday, and they got it. I don't know how much that cost yet, but they got that. They got 25,000 National Guard troops in place. And there was no violence. That's good. I'm glad. I don't think Democrats are. I think they actually are dismayed that there wasn't some violence caused by Trump or conservative voters, supporters. But when it's brought on by the left, again, I'm just checking again. I still see no response from President Joe Biden. Robinette, are you going to say anything or not? Joseph Robinette Biden, that's his middle name, Robinette. Are you going to say anything at all about it? Any members of Congress on the left, are you going to say anything about it? Crickets. Crickets. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I've got to guess a lot of you, well, you don't hate him, as he said. I think they just hate some of my thoughts, and that might be true. That would be John Lebotier. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Oh, Susie Q. Oh, Susie Q.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My next guest we've had on numerous times, and a lot of people love to hear from him. They don't always agree with him, but as John clarified one day, and I agree, the listeners don't hate him. They just don't like a lot of what he says. John, former U.S. Congressman from New York, author of the book Harvard Hates America, and welcome aboard again, sir.
Thank you, Larry. Great to be on. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. And then the inauguration yesterday went on without any problem. 25,000 National Guard troops there, high fencing, barbed top fencing. No violence from the right wing or the left wing in D.C.
That is correct, and that's a good thing. And had the insurrection on the 6th of January not happened, we wouldn't have had to have the National Guard and the fences and all that. But that event was a shocking event. Inspired by the president, for which he has since been impeached and will soon be put on trial in the Senate and maybe indicted for. I wouldn't be surprised now that he's, like everybody else, a civilian.
All right, I'll let you say that without challenging. Of course, I defy anyone to find a single statement he made in addressing the crowd that said inciting a riot. No one has. Believe me, if they hit, they'd do it over and over again. But that aside...
Well, wait a second. Even Mitch McConnell has said...
I was getting ready to say Mitch McConnell put some blame on him, too. But again, no one has a quote that says that. They're just putting it on him because he didn't get along.
Wait a second. When he started to tweet 6 weeks in advance, come to Washington on January 6th, it's going to be in caps, wild.
Right. But what does that mean?
Well, that's just... What we got to find out is what did it mean, and what did he intend, and what did the people take it to mean?
I don't know
what they took it to mean. They go up there, they're busting heads, and they're yelling at the cops. We were invited by the President of the United States. Your boss told us to come up here.
There were thousands upon thousands at that rally. There were hundreds and hundreds around the outside of the Capitol. Inside, there might have been, I'll give them maybe 300, 400, but not near what you saw outside, so not everybody was in that mode. And I've condemned it. I'm like you. I condemn it.
Right. Well, we'll see. The Senate is a political affair, not a criminal trial. It's a political matter, but he can be indicted by the U.S. attorney or by the district attorney of Washington if we get to that point. We're not there yet. The investigation's still going on. But no more protections for being president. He's like anybody else.
And okay. So if
that whole thing was a sad end to the Trump presidency. Never should have happened. Never should have gotten anywhere near it. Never should have said for 2 months that the election was rigged when it wasn't and there was no evidence of it.
Well,
and that
what do we
soured
say?
The end of the Trump presidency.
What do we say? Thing. What do we say to Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who, with other Democrats, led the challenge in 2016-17 when there were electoral votes being counted for Trump at that time, and they were challenging them, which they had a right to do, and calling now those who led this challenge insurrectionists as well, and then other members of Congress saying they should be expelled. I mean, it's again that double standard hypocrisy that gets me every time.
No, it's not. No one is saying that they don't have the right to challenge electors when
they
came to the cap. Well, I'm not. I'm saying.
Well, you're not. I know you're not. Yes, sir.
I'm saying, and I don't equate what Maxine Waters did to what Trump did. Maxine Waters.
Well, I'm not talking about the saying. I'm just saying to the right to challenge, and the very fact that they were challenging Cruz and Hawley doing that, they were saying that you should be expelled, you should be censored, something should happen to you. And they did the same thing when Trump came in, beginning with the first state, Alabama. They challenged more states than the Republicans did this time. But where's unity?
I'm saying the challenge isn't why people are saying Cruz and Hawley ought to be expelled. It's the insurrection, and that they encouraged it by promoting this idea that the election was fraudulent when it wasn't. Now, if you've got to use this as a standard of behavior, Maxine Waters, and we're comparing Republicans to her.
Well, how about Hillary? How about Hillary and the rest of them claiming Trump only got in because of Russian collusion for all that time?
Well, first of all, Hillary conceded the election the day after. She conceded it.
Right. But Trump then, and resisted
not
it.
Yet. Trump, we're 3 months later, he still hasn't conceded the election.
Okay.
Hasn't called
What
Biden.
About this? What about
I mean,
unity?
Really?
What about unity? Yesterday, Biden talked about unity. Could he not really bring some unity if he sent word to McConnell and Schumer, just don't pursue this anymore. Let's put it aside and be done.
Oh, they have an obligation to do it. I don't think Biden, he could say that, but it carries no weight. Hmm. That when the House has voted impeachment, the Constitution says the thing has to go over to the Senate. Now, the Senate could dismiss it.
Right.
But I don't think they're going to. I think you've got to do this thing. You got to do what's said, which is follow the procedure.
Okay.
Have a trial, hear evidence, hear a defense, and then vote on the thing.
The only violence we had on Inauguration Day came last night in Portland, Seattle, Denver, and a few other places, Antifa, saying we don't want Biden, we want revenge. I mean, I have not heard anything from Biden, nor the White House, or any of the Democrats condemning what happened in those cities.
Well, I didn't even know about it, but they should condemn it.
Yeah, they did.
I'm sure they will. They don't like Antifa. They don't want violence. They don't want that. It could turn on them.
I agree with that.
By the way, when we talked 2 weeks ago, Larry, right after the insurrection, you were still asking me about this nonsense that the insurrection was actually Antifa dressed up as Trump supporters.
If you had that impression, no, my statement was, I truly believe the majority of those in there were Trump supporters. I raised the question and said it's easy enough to put on a MAGA hat and appear to be one when you're not. And we do know they did charge one Antifa, one. But that's, I mean, I was not trying to step around that at all. I blame those, and I said, you're not a patriot. In fact, I might have lost another guest I often had because he wanted to say it was wrong to shoot the woman coming through the window. And I said, you got to stop her. He said, well, you could see her hand. She didn't have a weapon. I said, she had a backpack. They'd already found IEDs around the area. They didn't know what she – you could not let her into the chamber. She had numerous times to stop. So you and I are on the same page, I think, when it comes to that.
Now, it's really sad. It's so sad that anybody had to die over that whole thing. I mean, what are you dying for? You're dying for Donald Trump? Really?
Of course, she's dead. I couldn't answer that. Those who have been arrested will probably say, many of those arrested said it was the worst decision I ever made. They admit they kind of got caught up in mob action. Whatever their excuse is, we need to go forward. And I'm waiting. I'm waiting when I hear Biden talk about unity. He's beginning to realize how split his own party is because
no, he's not.
He's not realizing. I think he better realize it.
He knows his party better than you and I know it.
Well, I'm looking at a piece. Answer this for me. I'm looking at a piece that he's, you know, that this $1.9 trillion relief measure he wants, they may not get it. Democrat lawmakers probably won't get it ready until March. And we've got members of the left squad and so forth saying, we want $2,000 every month, not just now. Bernie Sanders and his mittens waving in the air saying, we want Medicare for everybody. So, there's a big split still in that party.
It's a difference of opinion. It's not a split. They're going to go with what can pass. Everybody's going to compromise. That's the way it works. And they're not going to get $2,000 every month. But they're going to get more money than we had last year, which was $600 once last spring, and nothing again. And then Trump said at the last minute before the Georgia runoff, I think we should get $1,200 to everybody or $2,000.
But
and that went nowhere. The whole thing was mismanaged.
But during
give
the summer.
Give this guy a chance.
Okay.
There you go.
I love that remark. I give them a chance. Because Trump did not get a chance from day one. There was no honeymoon. There was no honeymoon.
Well, but he had a Republican House and Senate.
And he got
nothing done the first year. He blew the whole year on trying to repeal Obamacare. A whole year on a ridiculous thing that he never had the votes for.
Couldn't get it done. Obama blew his opening of capital on Obamacare instead of dealing with immigration. So that's their decision.
We ended up living with it. Obama, the first thing Obama did was waste $990 billion on a stimulus program for quote-unquote shovel-ready projects.
Yep.
That was number one. Then he goes to Obamacare and spends all year on that damn thing. And they can't get it passed without shenanigans in the Senate, which they did those deals with Democratic senators to get it passed, which they did. And they lose the House because of it. He gets reelected 2 years later. And then 2 more years later, they lose the Senate because of Obamacare. So the whole thing, the way they did it, was bad.
Well, I'm going to have to end it there. I've got to end it there. But you know what? What you said then, I think I hear a lot of folks on the conservative side applauding what you just said. And I always appreciate having you on board, sir.
Thank you, Larry.
We'll do it again. You bet.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Great guest all the time. If he'd just speak his mind, right? If he'd be more candid. Always glad to have John on board. It's always for an engaging conversation. We're going to take a break when we come back. The attacks against Trump continue. He's not even out there. And the praises flow for Biden.
Yeah.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, CNN, NNN, it's their own organization. They can do what they want, as can Fox. You make a decision if you're going to follow them or not. Same for this program. But I was mentioning a moment ago about, and I did with John in the opening monologue in the first segment about the against riots in the streets in Portland and Seattle. Riots is declared by police. That's not my wording. They declared that. After police were attacked, federal buildings were attacked, they tried to set them on fire. And I said, I've seen nothing from Joe Biden, President Biden, nor from the White House, nor any of the left. And I'm just checking again, see if there's any kind of thing coming out. I'm overlooking. I'm checking the CNN website. They don't mention anywhere on their opening page anything about any riots. None. That's the kind of news coverage we're going to get going forward with the state-controlled media. They're not going to pay attention to it. They're not going to deal with it. They're not going to talk about it. They're going to just let it happen and pray that you don't see it. And in the next hour, I'm going to spend more time on this new press secretary and how they're already just, they're just gushing, just absolutely gushing over her and Biden. I mean, it is nauseating. They did not give Trump a beginning honeymoon, period. I told you that first day I said they're coming after him. The resist movement started that night that he came out and said Hillary's just called and conceded. It began then and it continued. And it continues now. Why? Because they're afraid, you know, the guy might still come back. What are we going to do then? Well, I told you a little bit about this yesterday, and that it's worth repeating again because Michael Moore continues to mock Trump. Trump left the White House, head for Florida, head of the inauguration. I do believe he should have stayed there for the inauguration, but he wouldn't have made any points with those who have always been against him. So I guess you figure, what the hell? One more thing you want to put against me, go ahead. But Michael Moore of Hollywood Elite says, we're not done with him. Trial, conviction, imprisonment. He must pay for his actions, a first ever for him. And later, over an image of Trump giving a speech at his departure ceremony, Moore put his own words up again. Trump, STFU, GTFO. You have to decipher those. Loser, hugest loser ever. Federal prison, three good meals a day. I thought Biden was talking about unity. Is it unity only that you don't go after him and what he wants to do? Is that close to what you might call a dictator? Not saying Biden is, I'm just asking. Which, by the way, Biden, in taking the office, and often every president goes in the Oval Office, makes some changes. One of the things Biden did was immediately remove military flags that always been in Donald Trump's office, in the Oval Office while he was there. Military flags. Flags representing all branches of the military. Trump kept them near a left side against the window for years. They're gone. Not all presidents have displayed them, but Kennedy did, Johnson did, so did Nixon. Eisenhower planted the Army flag since he was a five-star general during World War II. Oh, and Biden ditched a portrait of President Andrew Jackson, the first Democrat to hold the office. Trump had his bust in there, a picture, but Biden dumped it because Andrew Jackson criticized recently for ties to slavery and oppression of Native Americans. Do you see unity there? There's something else that happened yesterday that I didn't see it at the time, but I went back and looked at it. What Senator Ted Cruz did. Joe Biden and the left have already said, we are going to start going after more gun controls. Gun controls will bring existing privately owned AR-15s, AK-47s, similar guns, under a new Firearms Act. Cruz wore a mask for COVID, but emblazoned on the mask was the Gonzales flag. The Gonzales flag goes back to 1835. General Santa Anna's army marched into the little Texas town of Gonzales and ordered those Texans in that town, surrender your small cannon. If you surrender your cannon, we will go easy on you. The answer from the Texans, well, they refused, obviously. So we're not going to give them up. It's our only defense. And then they raised a flag as Santa Anna's men watched from a distance. Raising a flag, and on the banner, they painted a cannon along with four words, come and take it. And yesterday, Ted Cruz wore a COVID mask saying, come and take it. That's worth noting. In the next hour, let's talk more about the rioting that's being ignored by the media, and also how the media is just absolutely gushing over the new PR White House person. It could get sickening, but stick around, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.